Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And we're going to get into the message I've been leading up to, Turned Into Another Man. Is that something you'd like? Well, before you answer, you say, what are you talking about? Well, we're going to go to Scripture, and I believe that God has some wonderful promises for His church if we are willing to obey God and to serve Him and to walk with Him in obedience, if we're willing to forgive the faults of our brothers and sisters, if we're willing to take up our cross and follow Jesus, if we're willing to be Christ-like and willing to allow the fruit of the Spirit to be evident in our lives, to be full of love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Will we allow the Holy Spirit to allow the unprofitable branches, if you will, to be pruned from our branch and allow Him to do that work of pruning and fertilizing us and giving us all the things we need spiritually so we can be 100-fold Christian? I mean, I suppose you can choose. You could be a 30-fold if you want, or 60-fold, but I've always wanted to be 100-fold Christian. Many of you have experienced the mighty touch of God in your lives. You've seen God move. You've experienced God's faithfulness in answering your prayers, in blessing you and making you to prosper. You've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues. And sometimes some of God's children have felt somewhat superior to other Christians because God has blessed them in a mighty way. And they've rejoiced because they have experienced these things. And yet, listen now to me, yet they've never gone further than that. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, what do you mean? Well, I believe God is going to bring forth a people in this hour that are going to do mighty exploits for God. The people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. The word of the Lord tells us that the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. And in order to understand what I'm talking about, being turned into another man, we have to go to the book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to be looking at an episode in the life of the first king of Israel, King Saul. And when we hear that name, we think, well, you know, he really blew it. He failed God. He was rejected by God. Well, that's true because of the choices and the deliberate actions he took in rebellion against God. He was stubborn, he was rebellious, but he didn't start out that way. God said he could have established a line, a kingly line after Saul. That's what Samuel the prophet told him, if he would have obeyed God. You see, God gives opportunity to everyone that let us pray. As Paul, he said, I don't want to be a castaway. I don't want to be, you know, preach and then find myself not doing the very things that I'm telling others to do. I keep my body under. In other words, he learned how to mortify the deeds of the flesh. But let's now look at the call of God on Saul's life. And I'm going to go to the 9th chapter, reading verse 26 and 27. Well, let me go 25. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Bid the servant pass on before us." He passed on, "But stand thou a little while I may shew thee the word of God." And then, of course, we see in chapter 10, I won't read all those verses, but he took a vial of oil, the prophet Samuel did, kissed him, poured it upon his head, and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" In other words, basically to be king, Israel's first king. And in verse 5 and 6, we see he tells him exactly what's going to transpire. He says, "You shall go word from thence. You'll come to the plain of Tabor. There's going to meet, you'll meet three men going to up to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another three loaves of bread, another a bottle of wine. They'll salute thee." I mean, how specific can you be? They will give you two loaves of bread, which you'll receive. And then hear what he tells him in verse 5. "After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy." This is what I want you to hear. Verse 6, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee." And that's exactly what happened. Verse 10, "When they were come thither, a company of prophets met him, but the Spirit of God came upon him," Saul, "and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, 'What is this that has come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?'" You see, it took the Spirit of God to turn him into another man. Beloved, when the Spirit of God comes upon a person, they are ministering, preaching, prophesying, whatever it is, not in their own strength, not in their own abilities, not in their own talents. It is the very Spirit of God speaking through them, ministering through them, the very word of the Lord to whatever the occasion. And this is what happened to Saul. He had a personal experience. And beloved, there are many of you listening to me right now. Some of you have been bound by fear and unbelief, and you're going to respond to the moving of God's Spirit in your life, and He is going to change your heart. Where there's been timidity, there's going to be boldness. Beloved, the righteous are as bold as a lion. It is not your strength, beloved. It's the very anointing of God. Any leader who's moved under the anointing of God, any believer, you know it's not you. You know it's the anointing of God upon you. Many listening to me right now, you felt that you were so unworthy, so inadequate, so unable to do what you have felt God has called you to do. Oh, beloved, so many of you, you've longed and you've desired and you've yearned to do something for the Lord, but you haven't had the confidence in yourself. And by that I mean that your self-sufficiency is in Christ's sufficiency. And you haven't really believed that you would ever do anything for the Lord. Beloved, I'm telling you, in the name of the Lord, you're going to experience a change in your heart. Those who have been enslaved by the works of the flesh are going to find the deliverance they have so desired and longed for. And this happens as you yield yourself completely to the Spirit of God. Beloved, there is a brother that has been a part of this ministry for decades. In the last letter he shared with me, and he's been a part of the ministry since 1978. I know him personally. He used to come into our services when Brother Glass was alive. Even after the Lord took Brother Glass home, he would come, and he has been bound by a certain addiction. All these years, he's loved God. He's wrestled, but I have prayed for him. I've encouraged him in the personal letters that I would write to him, and he testified that he has been free for almost 3 months, and he's believing God that he's never going to go back to that. Beloved, whether it's addictions, whether it's the ministry, the anointing God has called you to move forward in, God is going to give you that empowering, that emboldening of the Holy Spirit, that strengthening, that unction, that you will be able to do the things that you haven't been able to do in the past. Look at Saul. He was an ordinary. In fact, when he was called, he was hiding among the baggage. They had to look for him. You may feel that you're the least of the least, but God is speaking to you right now. If you feel that unction and the quickening of the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to minister anymore right now in the Word. I'll save that for tomorrow. But I want to stop right now, and I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you. And there are many who have felt like Saul when he was called. He was anointed of you. He didn't have to make the choices he did. You had tremendous opportunity before him. He was anointed by God. He prophesied among the prophets. He was turned into another man. And Father, we need that anointing. We need that unction of the Holy Spirit. If we are saved, we've got Jesus in us. We've got the Spirit of Christ within us. But we pray, Lord, right now, I pray for that anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage in their lives and the anointing to be able to minister as you have called them to minister, whether it's singing, whether it's teaching, whether it's a call to the ministry, or whether it's to prophesy. Whatever it is, Father, I release that anointing and unction right now, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, if you believe even now, I impart to you that deliverance, that strengthening, that anointing that shall cause you to be victorious, and you shall step forward, you shall take those first steps, and you shall see the hand of the Lord with you, confirming the faith as you reach out to me even now. I shall confirm that work that I desire to accomplish in your life, and you shall give me praise, for the things that have held you back in days past will no longer hold you back, saith the Lord. Receive my word and receive that anointing even now, says the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I feel his anointing. Beloved, receive that personally for your life. He has so much for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. I could go on for an hour, but my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share. There may be personal things you want to express that I can agree with you. I'll share back with you whatever God gives. The announcer is going to give our contact information. This is probably the last week I'll offer our little free booklet, Which Way Are You Running? Just requested by Brother Glass, that booklet, Which Way Are You Running? I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.